Yes, millions of kids are now back in school, but most are also still stuck at home. And that has sent many parents to the breaking point, especially moms. Women in America still shoulder the bulk of housework and caregiving in families. And for mothers who also hold down jobs, this can feel like a pressure cooker with no release. NPR's Andrea Hsu tells us more.
Yuli Lee is proud of the years she worked for the U.S. government, prosecuting cybercrime in the world's darkest places. But today, she is the one hiding out.
I just actually locked my door so that nobody could come in here, because I literally will have somebody wandering in every 15 minutes saying like, oh, I'm on a break.
Those interlopers would be Lee's children, ages 8, 11, and 13. They're all doing school at home this fall.
Boys, where are your iPads? Do you have your iPads?
Mine is over there.
Mine is charging over there.
Okay. Parents, you know the drill.
Now you've got to get everybody online. And what does the Wi-Fi look like? And is this encrypted? And is Zoom working today?
When schools in Fairfax County, Virginia closed in March, Lee tried to work from home. She kept a grueling schedule, back-to-back work calls up to 10 hours a day, until one day she was horrified to discover that her younger kids were routinely skipping lunch.
They weren't focused on what time it was, and I think that was part of why they didn't realize, like, oh, it's time to eat lunch.
So she started skipping calls, telling coworkers she wasn't available. Then, when she heard that schools would at best only partially open in the fall, she decided to take a leave of absence.
I can't keep this up. This is too much.
See, Nicole Mason feels it too.
Yesterday, I was on a conference call. Like, a whole cat fight broke out.
Between her 10-year-old twins.
I said, excuse me, I'll be right back, in a very calm voice. And I go, I'm at work. They're like, yeah, I didn't know you were at work. I was like, what?
Mason is CEO of the Institute for Women's Policy Research. She says the lines between work and home have collapsed.
Until we can figure out care, until we can figure out how to open the schools, you can just hang it up for women, for many women.
Of course, the pandemic's also affecting dads. But studies show moms spend nearly double the amount of time on housework and childcare. Mason says the strategy from day one should have been figuring out how to safely reopen schools so that moms like her wouldn't be getting up at 4:30 in the morning to get work done.
We just, as a country, have never really prioritized women workers. We're like, oh, well, they'll figure it out. they always do.
Take Rocio Flores, a single mom in Avondale, Pennsylvania. Flores had just started a new job at a daycare when the pandemic hit. She was grateful the daycare was even open. But going to work meant leaving her own two kids, then 7 and 12, home alone.
I had to go like every hour, you guys, okay? I told my neighbor, keep an eye on them, you know, please. That's the way I did. Going to work, scary about something could happen here.
Early in the pandemic, Flores dipped into savings to pay rent and buy food. She worried she was going to have to get a second job. And she worried her kids were learning nothing in virtual school.
It was hard, very stressful. A lot of stress.
Now her older child is still home alone doing virtual school. Her 7-year-old got a spot at a different daycare and does school from there, which is great, except that now Flores has a sprint at the end of her long workday.
Her daycare closes at 6, so I had to run, pray to God that I don't find traffic on the way, so I can make it on time to pick it up.
None of these struggles are new.
Sociologist Caitlin Collins of Washington University in St. Louis says what is new is that the pandemic has made the untenable so much more visible. Now mothers and fathers of all income levels are being forced to make choices they'd rather not make, and they're realizing it's to no fault of their own.
Parents seem angry in a way that I haven't seen them in the past, and I think that can be quite generative.
Meaning maybe all of the anger and stress and frustration people are feeling in the pandemic, maybe that will get people to mobilize, to fight for policies that would bring them some relief. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.